Good morning, 大家平安。
早上好。
It is always good to be here with you, to worship the Lord together.
很高兴和你们一起来敬拜主。
Today's message is on parenting.
今天的信息是关于教养儿女。
Specifically the topic of communication.
特别是关于沟通的。
Now, I'm not going to be able to cover everything on communication.
Pastor Mike 已经没有时间就是涵盖所有的内容。
So I'm just going to offer some small little things for hopefully you to bring back home.
所以我们会简要介绍五种交流方式。
And why it's really important for you as a parent, or maybe if you're not a parent, for you to know how to bless other people.
不管是我们做父母还是不做父母的，我想这就是对我们会有很大的帮助。
So today's message comes from Exodus chapter 34, verses 5 through 9.
今天我们的经节是来自于出埃及记34章5到7节。
And we're going to read it in Chinese. So if you guys could stand with me, 一起来。
让我们一起站立来读神的话语。
Hopefully it'll show up over here in Chinese. Okay, great. 来我们一起来念。一、二、三。
耶和华在营中降临，和摩西一同站在那里。宣告耶和华的名，耶和华在他面前宣告说，耶和华耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。摩西急忙伏地下拜说，主啊，我若在你面前蒙恩，求你在我们中间而行，因为这时应着景象的百姓，又求你赦免我们的罪孽和罪恶，以我们为你的产业。
Amen. Yeah, you can have a seat. 请坐。Let me pray for us this morning. 我们一起来祷告。Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning that we can come, even though it's cold, that we can worship the Lord together.
主啊，感谢你，虽然外面天气很冷，但是我感谢主让我们带到一起来敬拜你。
And I pray this morning that we would be active listeners to hear your voice this morning.
我们祷告是我们可以来主动来聆听你的话语。
Help us to know that you are God that knows us.And wants a relationship with us.
帮助我们知道你是上帝，也想跟我们建立一个美好的关系。
So we pray this in Christ's name.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. So we're going to cover some five types of communication here.
我们会讲五种来交通的方式。
Then we're going to talk about how is God communicating with us.
我们会讲到神上帝是怎样和我们沟通。
What is God communicating? And then finally, why is He communicating with us?
就是我会讲到就是神和我们沟通什么，还有为什么他想和我们沟通。
All right, so what are five types of communication?
这是有哪五种就是沟通的方式。
All right, the first one is verbal.
第一种是口头上的。
It's basically when we engage others in speaking.
就是当我们和别人交谈 交谈的时候，我们会说话。
Could be in English, like I'm speaking. Could be in Chinese, as Xiaohu is speaking. Maybe it's French or Spanish, right?
所以不管是哪种语言，就是我们会说出来，就是和人沟通。
And it's any kind of method. So it's like this in person, or maybe you, maybe most of you do this. You have your cell phone.And you're on Weixin, right? WeChat, and then you start talking to someone on WeChat.
它可以是就是像我和 Pastor Mike 一样面对面的，或者是打电话，或者也可以是微信，就是或者是就是不管是什么样的方式，就是这种交流方式。
Now, non-verbal communication is basically anything that is not verbal but is happen with your body movements.
非口头上就是说，就是不包含话语，就是包含你的所有的肢体动作。
So if I see that you're paying attention, maybe you're writing notes, right? Taking notes for today's message. You're nodding your head like this. This means you're kind of following along with the message.
比如说像比如说 看到你在点头或者是 在记笔记的时候呢，就随便表明你在听这个讲道。
A nonverbal message to me saying that you're not following along is either you're like this, you're angry at me for some reason, 生气 right? Or you're like 睡觉了 right? So.
还可以就是告诉从你的肢体动作也可以告诉可以知道就是你有没有在比如说你非常生气或者是你在打瞌睡。
Another one is written. Basically, it's when you receive something of written communication. Basically, it's trying to provide information for you in a to convey a meaning, whether an email, text.
第三种方式就是书面的方式，比如说像收到电子邮件或者是备忘录之类的。
And then there's a visual communication. Basically, it's like Instagram.Okay, or like Twitter, you take a picture and you say, like right now, let's say if I were to go to Instagram and take a picture, where am I at? And I just take a picture. I don't say where am I just take a picture of you all.
第四种就是视觉的，比如说像Instagram 或者是推特，那比如说像或者像比如说我Pastor Mike 拿出电话就是发一个Instagram 就说他在什么地方在干什么。
Yeah, and then the last type of communication isn't really spoken, but it's listening. And so it's being an active listener.
最后一种方式是聆听，它就是说明就是我们在积极的去聆听，也是一种其实非常重要的交流方式。
Right, because when you're talking to someone, you want that person to pay attention to you, right? Because like if you're on a date and the person across from you is just looking at their phone and they're not really paying attention to you,I just want to help you out. Just get up and walk away. Okay.
比如说，如果你和人交谈的时候，那别人没有在聆听，那就是非常糟糕的方式。比如说像两个人在dating， 就是在谈朋友的时候，
约会的时候。
然后如果有其中有个人在一直看着电话而不理你，那你就是。最好方式可能你就赶紧站起来就走了就好了。
Okay, so this again is the background information. Okay, so when we look at this passage, we see different types of forms of communication in this passage.
其实当我们回到这个经节的时候，我们其实看到有很多的几乎所有的交流方式都在里面。
When we stood up and we read it together, we were what? We were actively verbalizing the passage.
当我们站立读圣经的时候，我们其实在口头方式在一个交流，在读圣经。
When you're speaking it, you also were listening to the passage as well.
当我们在读的时候，其实我们也同时在听。
And then in the passage itself, it has these different forms of communication, such as nonverbal. The Lord passed in front of Moses, right? The Moses bowed down to the ground. These are all very nonverbal communication.
这个经节其实包含有很多的交流方式，其中一个就是比如像非口头的，像耶和华在和摩西一同站立，然后
Yeah, and then there's also verbal and listening within the passage, right? It says God proclaimed His name, God proclaiming the Lord is compassionate and gracious God. It says Moses said, Lord, have I found favor in Your eyes? Right? This is him responding by listening and worshiping the Lord.
其实这里面。还有一种方式就是口头上的，比如说像当上帝宣告他的名说，他说耶和华耶和华是有怜悯恩典的神，那摩西说主啊，我坐在你面前蒙恩，就摩西的回应实际上是通过敬拜来聆听并且开口来表达。
Of course, the words also on this PowerPoint is just written communication.
还有打在这个幻灯片上面的经节，它也是书面上的。
Now I don't have anything visual here.Kind of that shows you, but I thought I include some slides here.
对，还有一个就是视觉的，但是因为这里没有视觉效果，所以有这个幻灯片在这里。
For those of you trying to figure out who this is Moses, and he has the Ten Commandments. Why? Because the three verses before this, God is actually writing these Ten Commandments, and He's given it to him.
在这个幻灯片上是摩西，他有两个石块模板。因为是耶和华让他就是把他诫命写在上面。
Now, so what is all the purpose of communicating?
这些交通的目的是什么
？Okay, so we're going to look at how God communicates with us.
让我们来看看神是怎样和我们沟通。
Right, so God I believe God communicates with us about 7 different ways.
我相信就是 Pastor Mike 认为就是神通过七种方式和我们沟通。
One is through God's word or through the Bible.
第一种就是通过他的话语，就是像圣经。
One is through the Holy Spirit.
第二种是通过他的圣灵。
One is through Jesus Christ.
第三就是直接通过耶稣基督。
The next four, I kind of have this, it's subjective, meaning it needs to be checked objectively through God's word.
接下来四种方式其实有时候是比较依靠个人的主观，所以它这四种方式都需要通过神的话语来进行一个客观的验证。
Because God can communicate with an audible voice, right? Like Michael. Since we're both Michael, that makes it easier to understand.
神也可以通过直接可以听见声音，比如说Michael. Yeah.
He can communicate through others, like maybe the song leaders this morning, or us as we speak God's word.
神也其实可以通过其他人来交通，比如说像今天的信息还有敬拜。
He can speak through nature when you go outside, especially now as it's fall and the leaves start to change colors.
可以通过大自然，比如像现在秋天来了，就是像叶子开始变色了，就是非常美丽。
And he can communicate with us through prayer.
也可以通过祷告的方式和我们交通。
Now this morning, since there's so many things here to talk about, I'm only going to focus on one thing, and that's the Bible.
今天早上 Pastor Mike 的着重点就是通过在神的话语上面。
And the importance of reading the Bible really starts at a young age.
在年轻的时候就开始读圣经是非常重要。
It is actually one of the biggest factors of why people stay in their faith by the time that they are in college.
这是其实少数最重要的因素，就是让这些从教会长大的孩子在大学或者工作以后也保持他们信仰。
Reading the Bible is actually greater than having a youth pastor or children's pastor.
读圣经其实比有青少年的牧师还要更重要。
I'm sharing this with you so you know how to get rid of me.
其实 Pastor Wright 在和我们分享一个让他丢掉工作的秘诀。
But I'm going to share kind of why you probably have a youth and children's pastor like myself.
我要跟你们分享就是为什么会其实需要一个青少年的一个牧师。
Why? Because there's an importance of God's word.
为什么？因为其实神的话语是非常重要。
Now fathers, I find this myself at home is that I'm finding that I myself am not showing and not demonstrating that I'm reading God's word in front of my daughter.
做父亲的我们有没有在家中向我们的孩子展现就是我们愿意读神的话语？
Right, fathers and mothers, do you demonstrate to your child that you read God's word?
做父母的你们有没有向你们孩子就是展示你们愿意爱读神的话语？
Actually, another important question is, how many of you brought this with you this morning? This is called a Bible. This is one of my Bibles. But how many of you brought your Bibles this morning? Can we share and kind of show real quick how many people brought their Bibles? A lot of people are showing their phones. That's not the Bible. Anyone have a Bible? Okay, so maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And it's not the Bible in front of you in that pew that you go, oh, this is mine. Okay.
对，就是说，如果你有带圣经的话，请你举起手。然后，但是不是坐在你前面那个板凳上面前面那个圣经？对。
But doesn't that non-verbally communicate to my child how important this book is?
其实这也是我们就是通过非口的方式给我们孩子交通，就是说神的话语对我们自己是多么重要。
Because every morning we ask the little kids, "Did you bring your Bibles with you this morning?" And the kids will be like, "Yeah," or they'd be like, "Oh, my Bible is in the car outside," or "My Bible, my Bible is I don't know where my Bible is."
就是每天早上我们提醒孩子带圣经的时候。问他们有没有带圣经，也许这些孩子会说我的圣经在我的车后面，或者是我找不到我的圣经。
But if we can communicate how important this book is, we ourselves would be the examples to our children, right? Remember, they're just not Maddie is just not my child. It is all of our children, right? When I say, how many children do we have in our church? I hope all of our response would say, we have 83 kids. So if you don't have a child, you can still say, yeah, I still have 83 kids. Mm-hmm. And people on the outside would be like, yeah, it's just too many, right?
就是我们要从小就要给我们孩子设立一个榜样, 就是, 上帝的话语对我们是很重要的。 而且其实教会中的每一个孩子, 不光是只是一个父母的孩子, 也是整个教会的孩子, 就是我们教会有83个孩子, 应该是我们每一个人的孩子。
So when we pick this up, especially this book or this book now that's in Chinese, okay, it's the same book.
当我们拿起这两本书的时候, 一个是英文版, 一个英文版的。
And so as a father, we sit here and even though my child, when she was a baby, I was looking at her memories 3 years ago, I should be reading this story to her.
当Maddie很小的时候, Pastor Mike 就开始向他们读这本圣经。
Why? Because she already sees the importance of this book as well as she gets to hear God's words.
因为她从孩子小的时候就看到就是父母强调这本神的话语的重要性，她也从小开始听这本。
And then as we flip through this book, we see just these ways that God kind of talks to us. For example, in the beginning of this book, right? In the beginning, there's this creation story. Right? God is creating this safe environment for this man and for this woman.
当我们其实翻开这些圣经的经节的时候，我们就看到神是怎样来给我们创造一个非常安全的环境。
Isn't it just like us parents, especially for those that are having their firstborn baby, they get this room all set up. They have this, you know, nice crib. They have this nice, you know, like changing area. They paint it a certain color. Everything has to be perfectly clean. If it's a girl, it's pink. If it's a boy, it's blue. Everything is ready. It's a safe environment for that child to come home.
即将为人父母的，他们要为出生的孩子创造一个安全的环境，比如给他一个非常好的房间，一个很好的换尿布的地方，或是女孩的话，她的房间可能会涂成粉红色，男孩就是一个蓝色的。
And as they get older, we create the safe environment by going and buying a nice neighborhood in the suburbs, maybe. It's a little safer there. It's not like Pittsburgh, where I live, where someone gets shot every other month. And the schools are a little bit better, right?
当孩子长大的时候，我们就是有的父母会搬到比较郊区更好的学区去，为了是，因为很安全的，不像可能比匹兹堡更安全，不会就是说走在街上会被人枪杀之类的。
And then next, as we read the Bible, we see that he's created these 10 commandments, and he's actually created 613 of these laws.
我们也看到神创造了律法和诫命，他有圣经中有613条诫命和律法。
And we see that he's creating all these rules. And isn't the same at home? We create all these rules at home? Or maybe you don't want to be that rule parent, so you don't create any rules at all.
就像我们在做父母的，家中就是为孩子制定规则，或者是当中有的父母可能说没有不愿意制定规则，或者也有的可能会制定了太多的规则。Then
we read about the judges, everyone did as they pleased, right? Meaning, I'm just too busy. I don't have time for my child. Or, oh, my child is everything in my life, so I spend every moment with my child.
然后我们接下来就看到像士师时代的一样，每个人都做自己眼中看为正的事情，或者说我们就是有的人会太忙碌而没有时间和孩子在一起，或者有的人就是把孩子看得非常重要，就是他的一切都是为了孩子。Then
there's the time of the kings, right? David, Saul becomes a king. Israel wants a king. Saul becomes a king. David becomes a king. Then there's all these kings. God is the king, right? Or something or someone else is the king.
然后我们到了列王时代，就是看到很多的以色列和犹大的王，或者是就是他们是要么就是选择上帝为他们的王，就是或者是选择其他的偶像作为他们生命中的王。
Then we read in the Bible, it continues to talk about these prophets. Maybe we stop reading the Bible because it's just long and very disappointing and just not fun to read anymore.
然后我们就是到了先知的时代，或者是对我们有的人说，这到这个时候可能就是太读圣经就是太难了，太无聊了，所以我们就是不再读下去了。
And the time of the prophets, I call the time of advisors, meaning time of coaches.
先知时代
time of teachers.
先知时代Pastor Mike 喜欢称之为导师、老师和教练的时代。
So this is usually right around the age of maybe.Late senior high school into college. Okay.
对相对于孩子的年纪就是大概是快要高中的后期或快要进入大学的年龄。
And then there's time of the New Testament, Christ, Jesus Christ.
然后我们有新约的基督耶稣。
And then we get to see grace, either zero grace or actually for Jesus, a lot of grace.
我们可以看到恩典，要么我们是看到有的人就是没有恩典，或但是在耶稣基督里他有非常多的恩典。
So this is how God kind of like how He kind of communicates with us in this wonderful book.
这是神通过话语跟我们交流的一种方式。
But what is He communicating?
上帝在传达什么
？Okay, as we really read this passage, we read the Lord, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness.Maintaining love to thousands, forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin.
这句经节说，耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并且有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
Instead of him just saying, "I am who I am,"
上帝没有只是说我就是那自由拥有的。
If I were to read that, I would be like.What does that mean? I am who I am.
如果让我们来读的话，我们就是其实不明白这个意思是什么，因为什么叫做我是那自由拥有的。
But if you're Jewish, you would understand that, or if you read Hebrew, you would understand that that means he's an all holy and almighty one.
如果你是犹太人，你会明白，那就是那代表就是这是一个完全圣洁、全知全能的神。
So God doesn't complicate it with all these, like, if you really think about it, humans to possibly understand what it means to be all holy, all knowing, all powerful, all this, all that, almighty, right? It's really hard for us to understand because as a human, you can't understand what a God can be like, right? Especially the almighty one.
上帝在这里不是用复杂难以理解的词，比如说像刚才提到的圣洁、全知全能。
So he speaks in very basic and simple words. He is compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love.
他用的是非常直接和简单的词。他是怜悯，有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Aren't these the very things as humans, especially a child, a baby, needs to see?
作为孩子，这不是我们都想听到的吗？
Compassion, gracious,
怜悯有恩典
slow to anger,
不轻易发怒
abounding in love,
有丰盛慈爱和诚实。
See, not only does he share about his character here, but he also shares about what hurts him.
他不仅向我们分享他的性格，他想还分享我们就是什么是让他伤心。
And how he disciplines that.
他怎么来管教
？He's hurt because of wickedness, rebellion, and sin.
他伤心不是是因为我们的罪和罪犯和过犯罪恶。
I mean, as parents, it's really hard to sometimes share some of the things, the hardships that we're going through, right?
作为父母，其实我们很难跟我们孩子分享，就是我们生命中的难处。
But those are the very moments where your child, when we get to hear it as teachers, we get to hear them. Are there any prayer requests? Oh, can you pray for my mommy?Can you pray for my daddy? Actually, can you pray for my family? We're really going through a hard time.
Okay. 在其实做孩童施工呢，我们经常听到孩子举起手说想要为自己的父母来祷告，因为他们生命中有非常大的难处。
And it's precious because we see that we can know and understand our parents, just like we can know and understand our God.
啊，非常珍贵宝贵，就是像孩童想要了解我们的父母，就像我们也想要了解我们的父神。
Remember, our God is compassionate, slow to anger, gracious, and abounding in love.
因为神是有怜悯恩典，不轻易发怒，还有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
So why does God communicate with this to us?
那为什么神要把这些向我们沟通呢？
Because he desires a relationship with us.
因为他想要一种关系。
Now I do want to specify that he doesn't need us. Okay, he doesn't need us to have a relationship. He doesn't need us, okay?
有一点叫需要强调，就是神不需要我们和他建立关系。
God himself can actually do this all by himself because of the Trinity. He's three persons in one.
神其实可以自己做到这样，因为他是三位一体。
And I definitely do not have enough time to talk about that this morning.
但是我没有时间来深入讨论这个问题。
But if you want to talk about it, you can talk to me about it afterwards today.
非常欢迎大家就私下找 Pastor Mark 来聊这个话题。
See, aside from all the things that we just talked about, the time of the kings, the prophets, and so on and so on, he's also teaching us in this book different things.
除了刚才我们说的讲到的有士师时代啊，先知时代、君王时代，那神在圣经中告诉我们的还有其他的。
And there's an inexhaustive list, okay? So I'm just going to say a few things about what he's teaching us. Okay?
有很多事情啊， Pastor Mike 只是想列出几个。
Especially as us as parents, okay? He's teaching us, specifically me, humility.
作为父母的，他想教导我们学会谦卑。
He's teaching me patience.
他想教导我们就是有耐心。
He's teaching me how to say I'm sorry and will you forgive me?
他教导我们怎么说对不起，请原谅我。
He's teaching us a need to have God every single day or every single second of the moment.
他教导我们就是我们随时随地都需要上帝。
He's teaching us love and grace. I forgive you. I love you.
他就是告诉我们有恩典，就是我爱你，然后我就是爱和恩典，我原谅你，我爱你。
He's teaching us how to live out or have a purpose in life.
他教导我们是怎样实现人生的意义。
What are the greatest commandments and what's the greatest commission?
最大的诫命和最大的使命。
He's teaching us how to trust God, to have faith in Him.
他教导我们是如何对上帝有信仰上帝。
And He's teaching us that we have an identity in Him.
他教导我们是我们在上帝里面的身份。
Right, we are His children, just like we sang that we sang when we're 他们的儿女 ，right？
我们是神的儿女，就像今天我们的敬拜里面唱到的。
And He's teaching us some interesting things, especially not to fear.
还教导我们就是说不要惧怕。
Anybody have a like fear of something？
这里有没有人就是有惧怕的？
Can I see you raise the hands? Do you guys, anyone fear anything? Fear something?
如果你惧怕事情的话，有些事情可以举起你手。
It's amazing if you don't have your hand up, but that's great if you don't have your hand up. Well, here's an example how we can learn not to fear from a child to an adult. Okay?
下面有几个例子就是不管你是小孩还是大人，就是不要惧怕的例子。
Now there's a strange American holiday coming up soon in about I don't know 10 days I think.
马上来就是美国有一个非常奇怪的节日要来了。
It's called Halloween.
叫做万圣节，对。
And when you're young, you start getting afraid of all these scary faces and 魔鬼 right? Like ghosts.
就是小孩小的时候其实有点像这种怕这种怕鬼。
But there's other things that we can be more fearful of, right? Like when we go to school, we don't have any friends.
还有其他事情其实我们也非常惧怕，比如说我们在学校没有朋友。
Could you imagine when you go to school and the only person that you hang out with is just yourself?
你能不能想象就是如果你上学的时候其实只有你一个人在那里。
Sometimes you feel this way when you travel all the way from China to come here to the United States and then a very small city called Pittsburgh and you're like, I don't know anyone.
或者是比如说像每个人，我们当时从中国离开中国到美国的时候，我们就是非常孤单的来到匹兹堡。
Then there's the fear of after you graduate, what happens if I don't get a job?
有的人惧怕就是说，当你毕业以后没有工作。
And then for some of you, what happens if I don't get married?
对有的人来说，就是如果没有结婚怎么办
？And then as you get older, there's a fear of death.
当你年纪渐长的时候，你害怕就是死亡。
Well, what we learn from God's word is that God is always with us. Amen.
就是我们从上帝的话语中学到的是，就是神他一直与我们同在。
The verses say that He will never leave nor forsake us.
这个经节说他有段经节说他必不撇下你也不丢弃你。
The verse says there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
经节说如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
The verses say that even before there's death that says even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death I will fear no evil.
我还有经节说我虽然行过死荫幽谷也不怕遭害因为你与我同在。
Why? Because you are with me.
为什么因为神与我们同在。
He that is in me is greater than all those outside. Right?
实际上说，因为那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
And the greatest thing is perfect love casts out fear.
最重要的是就是完美的爱就是把战胜惧怕。
Aren't those all great promises?
这些难道不是最好的应许吗？
Aren't those all great truths?That should live in our hearts and dwell in our minds and be reassured us of our souls.
这些都需要住在我们不光住在头脑，也住在我们心里的真理，他们来拯救我们。
That's why there's an importance of this book, because that's what we need to teach our children and each other how important this book is.
这是为什么这本圣经是这么重要？不光是对我们重要，我们要需要教导其他人。
And that's what God wants to communicate with us. See, you're not alone. I'm with you. Your identity is not in this world. You're my child. You're my son. You're my daughter.
这是神想让我们传递的，就是我们他不会离开我们，我们的身份在他里面有安全。
And if you think that no one loves you, know that the greatest being ever, right? The not even created.He loves you.
在这世界上，那没有被创造就是上帝，他爱你。
Let me end with this. The week was actually pretty difficult for me. This week.
这一周对 Pastor Mark 是比较困难，非常困难。
Specifically Tuesday.
特别是星期二的时候。
My dad was. I already shared with you all. But my dad was getting his kidney cancer surgery on Tuesday.
Pastor Mike 的父亲也做了肾脏关于肾脏的手术，要去除掉癌。
I got a call that my next door neighbor that I see every day, she passed away from cancer.
Pastor Mike 他邻居也去世了，因为癌症。
Someone in OIF hospital needed to get back home.
OIF 有人他进了医院需要帮助回家。
And then Jeannie was out of town this week as well, so I was a single parent this week.
Jeannie 她这周出城，所以 Pastor Mike 过去一周来一直是一个单身的父亲。
And yet through this time, this is how God communicated Himself to me.
即使是这些，这是上帝通过这些方式来向。Pastor Mike, 沟通。
Let me share the quiet time, just the quiet time. Monday, God pursues you.
Pastor Mike 为大家分享他就是他的安静的时间，就是他灵修笔记。星期一是爱追随你。
Tuesday, blessed who die in the Lord.
星期二的主题是在主里离世的人有福。
Wednesday, sadness of heart.
星期三是内心的悲伤。
Thursday.God will be with you.
星期四是神将与我同在。
Isn't it great to know that our God is always with us? And he has this wonderful book of truth and love to share with us each and every day.
因为有着这本圣经，我们可以知道神每天都爱我们，永不离弃我们。
I hope that you know that God is communicating with you because he wants a relationship with you.
我希望你知道，就是神想要和你沟通，因为他想和你建立关系。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, thank you for your constant pursuit of us.
主真是感恩你常常不离弃我们，追随我们。
Thank you, Lord, that your love is bigger than all the things that I've done wrong.
我们感恩真是你的爱，真是比我们所有做的所有的错事都还要大。
Thank you for sending your own son to die so that we would have new life.
我们感恩你真是把耶稣基督降世为人，去死在十字架上为我们的罪。
Lord, teach us how to be good parents and good people to show God's love to others.
教会我们成为一个父母，如何成为一个好的父母。
Help us to share that God also loves them and wants a relationship with them.
也让我和我们周围人分享，就是神爱我们，也想和我们成为有个美好的关系。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。